Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot. But heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got to what it leave nothing to me. But I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I put the words in the booth, pulpit and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my life's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the words and looking to my future. My whole past is a blur. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, he'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody.
If they ain't like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my side at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my side at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, it'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody. Who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building, glory to God. And you know, First Lady ain't too far from me. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we come to give you the overflow tonight. Hallelujah. That's why we say it's more than an hour of power. Hallelujah. It's more than some folks can handle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But before we get into it, let's go to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, that you met us here, Lord, because you said in your word, when two or more are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. You are in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. We ask, Lord, that you lead us and guide us through your word on tonight. Oh, our ears are open and our hearts are receptive, and we are ready to receive the word of God on tonight. And we thank you in advance for the revelation you're about to drop in our hearts, our minds and our souls, Lord. Lord, we want to take time not just to rebuke the enemy, to tell the enemy he is not welcome on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. That he has the flee, he has the go, and we're going to sign it with your name in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. We praise you. We magnify you. We want you to know, Lord, that you are the Most High God. There is none beside you and never will be. You got all glory, all power, all majesty in the palm of your hands, Lord. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We praise you, Lord, just for being who you are. And that's God all by yourself. You don't need no help, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you. You're just not tuning in to more than an hour of power. We have come here to give you the overflow of the anointing of the Word of God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody that's called in on the phone lines, everybody that's tuned in. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah. Amen. We encourage you. Amen. If you don't want to call in, you can put it in the comments on your screen. Hallelujah. We will pray over there sometime in the service on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We will read your testimonies on the air on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So everybody can know the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. We might need you to testify tonight because somebody might be going through what you've been through. Hallelujah. And your testimony will let them know, hallelujah, they can come out of that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That they will make it to the other side. Hallelujah. A testimony, hallelujah, is what's needed. Sometimes the amen to encourage the next person. So somebody out there feel like, hallelujah, this is it. I can't take no more. I'm about to snap. I'm not going to make it through. But your testimony that every time you felt that way, every time I felt like I wasn't going to make it, every time I felt like I was going to die, every time I felt like I was going to fall out, somehow I pulled through. I know I pulled through because I'm here right now today. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is a good God. He's a mighty God. He'll bring you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He'll bring you out of whatever avails you. We've always said, I used to hear when I was a kid, he's a lawyer, hallelujah, in the courtroom. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a counselor, hallelujah, when you got a lot on your mind. It ain't nothing that God can't be. He said that I am that I am. Hallelujah. I am whatever you want me to be. See, Slim Shady think he wrote the song, but God the one wrote the song, I am. Whatever you say I am, what do you need from me? He says, I'm that. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Amen. Praise God. We got Brother Arizona 79. He said God raised him from hospice in 2017. Hallelujah. He had a bone and a blood infection. Glory to God. And he was in hospice. Praise God. You know hospice. For those of you that don't know, hospice is where they take you, amen, where they can't do nothing else for you. You're about to die. We're going to make it as comfortable as you want it. Praise God. We're going to fluff your pillows, get you a nice big screen TV. We're going to even bring one of these beds to the house for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. All your friends and family get to come sit around and watch you die. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the man of God, hallelujah, is saying his friends and family came around and sick to watch him get up. Hallelujah. To watch him rise. Hallelujah. Because God brought him out of that thing. Hallelujah. There's nothing that God can do. See, hospice said man can't do no more. That's why Jesus said with man it's impossible. But with God, all things. That's a godly principle. We're going to be talking about godly principles tonight. That's a godly principle. Hallelujah. With man, it may be impossible, and we can do a lot. God has gifted us, hallelujah, to create, to do a whole lot. We can make medicine. We can transfer. I can take a dead person's heart, put it in your body, and it'll be beaten again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We done came up with some stuff, but it's a whole lot we can't do. Glory to God, hallelujah. Whatever we can't do, guess who can? God can do. Glory to God. He's magnificent. He's omnipotent. There's none like him. God can do anything but fail. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise Amen. God on tonight. Amen. Let's dive into it on tonight. Hallelujah. The title tonight, I'm going to give you a title. I normally don't give you a title, but I'm going to give you one tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke 6:38. Explain. Glory to God. Explain. Well, I'm going to break it down the way the Lord, hallelujah, broke it down to me. The way he broke it down to everybody, really. If we do like Paul asked us to do and study to show ourselves approved. Hallelujah. Go back and read it for yourself. See, too many times we sit in the audience. Hallelujah. And we listen to the preacher. Praise God. But our Bibles got dust on them. They sit in the car all week. Hallelujah. Until you go to church. It don't never get cracked open. You ain't even got one in the house. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's go to it. Luke 6:38. Praise God. Get your electronic devices. Google it if you have to. I'm reading out of the King James. Praise God. Hallelujah. Google it if you have to. Look it up. We're going to it. Luke 6:38. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together and run it over, shall men give unto your bosom. Now, wait, don't hang up. Don't miss the channel. I'm not asking for no money. I got to say it because every time you've heard this scripture, hallelujah, you've heard it at a time where a pastor, a preacher, a man of God, a prophet, an evangelist has been asking you for some money. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, preachers, pastors, for y'all get mad at me. Listen, I'm not saying that this that can't be used. In that context, this is a godly principle. Hallelujah. This is a law of God. If you give, it shall be given unto you. We use it at offering time. Hallelujah. Amen. It is adequate to use at offering time. Hallelujah. Praise God. But before we use it at offering time, praise God, we got to explain to the people when Jesus was saying this, he wasn't talking about money. Praise God. I know I'm going to lose some people. That's all right. It's all good. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wasn't talking about money when he said it. It can be used for that. It can be used for anything because it's a godly principle. It can apply to any facet of your life. Glory to God. If you give money, you're going to get money back. Glory to God. In other words, every seed produces out of its own kind. And it describes in this godly principle, when you give something, how you're going to receive it back. You're going to receive it back with good measure, pressed down and shaken together. In other words, it's going to be stuffed in there. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we get to have it. I say we because I've done it. I do it. Glory to God because it's a godly principle. Hallelujah. It can be used at offering time. Hallelujah. But when God and Jesus used it, when Yahshua used it, hallelujah, amen, he wasn't using it. He wasn't talking about money when he used it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What was he talking about? Hallelujah. Because every time I heard it, a preacher was asking me to open up my wallet and give him some money. Go in my purse and give him some money. Go in my bra and give him my cash. Every time. Hallelujah. Nobody ever told me what he said before that, what led up to this statement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you should have said it for yourself. You should have went and looked it up for yourself. Paul told you to study for yourself. So you think it's enough just to come to church on Sunday or go to whatever service you go to and crack your Bible open then. Some of you never cracked open the Bible. Some of you don't even have one. The closest thing you got to a Bible is that download you got on your phone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God, Jesus, hallelujah, amen, through Paul, instructed us that we need to study for ourselves and show ourselves approved unto God. That was the scripture of the day, by the way. Study to show thyself approved. Now watch this. Let's go back. See, we started 38. We tell you what Luke 38 says, 6 and 38. Hallelujah. But let's go up a little bit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus begins to talk about a variety, hallelujah, of things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're going to go up to 31. I could go back a little further. Praise God. But we're going to, the Lord say, let's start at 31. No, he say start at 30. He say, give to every man that asketh thee of him, that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And if ye sell wood that men should do you, do ye also to them likewise. Praise God. He's saying, praise God, hallelujah, give to every man that asketh of thee. Hallelujah. And to him that taketh. Praise God, hallelujah. That, see, this is the thing. When we hear the words of Jesus, the words of Yahshua, which are the words of God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. What he's telling us does not sound like something we've heard growing up. Praise God from our parents, hallelujah, from authority figures growing up, hallelujah, amen. We were taught, amen, basically the opposite of what Jesus would teach us, glory to God. Jesus told us, amen, in a verb scripture in the same line, hallelujah, amen. When somebody hits you, don't hit them back like you've been taught. Praise God. He said, turn them the other cheek. Praise God. But you wasn't taught that. So when somebody hits you, your first instinct is to hit them back. And somebody even tell me, Elder, I know what the words say. I know what it says. But I just can't. Glory to God. I can't let you hit me and I'm not, hallelujah, I ain't no punk. I may be in the, Lord have mercy. Just because I'm saved, I ain't no punk. Glory to God, hallelujah. But don't you know it takes more power, hallelujah, not to hit somebody back than it does to lay them on out, glory to God. That's easy. Glory to God, it's easy for me to just drop you. That ain't nothing. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if I can't drop you in my hands, I'll pull a Craig and pick up a brick. It ain't nothing. Hallelujah. But when I'm sitting in that jail cell, I'm going to be thinking about what the Lord told me. Y'all ain't hearing me. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I got some handcuffs on and they put me in that tight, hallelujah, police car, I'm going to be thinking, hallelujah, about what the Lord said. I should have turned the other cheek. Hallelujah. Now I'm in the back of this car. I'm locked up and they won't let me out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I didn't do what God instructed me to do. Hallelujah. And God is saying here, give to every man that asks. Even people that take from you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I've heard people say, hey, you give to people, but don't let people take advantage of you. But Jesus told me to pray for those who spitefully use me, not to hate them. He told me to pray for them. Glory to God. That goes against everything mama taught me, everything granny taught me, everything great-granny taught me, everything my daddy taught me, my uncle taught me. No, son, we don't do that. Hallelujah. They need to go get it themselves, glory to God. You just don't give just because you got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But verse 31, as ye would that men should do to you, ye also to them likewise. Well, the way you want people to treat you, that's the way you need to treat people. Hallelujah. When you need something and you know I got it, when you ask me for it, you want me to give it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's saying the same thing. When I ask you for something, oh, Lord. See, we don't mind taking. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't mind taking. We don't mind receiving. Glory to God. But the Bible says, blessed is the cheerful giver, not the cheerful receiver. Everybody's a cheerful receiver. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't mind giving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the giving away part. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 32. For if ye love them which love you, what thank ye have? For sinners also love those that love them. He says, if you love me just because I love you, hallelujah, you know better than the world is. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're supposed to be a Christian, but because that person hates you, you hate them back. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to be bumpy tonight. Because that's what we thought. I'm a Christian, but I ain't no punk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't just going to run over me. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. You got me messed up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what is Christ telling you to do? Forget how you feel. I keep telling you, faith ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. I can tell you how I feel all day long, but what am I doing? I don't feel like going to work, but I get up and go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's certain things you don't feel like doing, but you do it. Glory to God, because the way you feel has nothing to do with the chance you have to do this. And if you can see that, hallelujah, with your job, why can't you see that with the spirit, with what God is telling you to do? Praise God, hallelujah. You don't feel like being nice at work and smiling and saying hi, welcome to McDonald's, hi, welcome to JCPenney's, hi, welcome to Macy's. You don't feel like calling people and asking them for their money. You don't feel like giving nobody directions. Glory to God. This is your job. So you make an exception so you can get the money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You make an exception of your feelings because it's benefiting you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But watch this. If you make an exception of your feelings when it comes to the word, it will benefit you also. Hallelujah. 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 He said, what good is it to give? Watch this, verse 33. And if you do give to them which do good to you, what thanks ye have? For sinners do even the same. Praise God. He say, why would you only do good to those that do good? You ain't going to do good to the people that don't do good to you? Elder, I'm just going to stop. I can't do it no more. My heart's too big. I've been doing too much for people. They ain't showing me nothing back. From now on, I'm only giving the people that give me. God say, hey, man, that's what the world do. You know better than the world. Hallelujah. But you saved, you sanctified, and you filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That always boggles my mind. How can you be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost? Praise God, the Holy Ghost brings you the fruit of the Spirit. How can you override the fruit of the Spirit and go with how you feel? How can you override your Holy Ghost? As good as you speak in tongues and run up and down the aisle on Sunday, you override all that on Monday. Hallelujah. Because you go with how you feel instead of what the Word says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, amen, in verse 34, if you lend to them whom ye hope to receive, what thank ye have? For sinners lend to sinners to receive much as much again. Glory to God. If you only give money so you can give it back, if you only a lender, you're not a giver. You a lender. How are you helping me? Watch this. How are you helping me if you're requiring me to pay you back what I borrowed from you? Hallelujah. I know that's what we've been taught. If we borrow, hallelujah, we need to give it back. Hallelujah. But if I borrowed it from you, I must be in a hole. Hallelujah. And many of us borrow, and when we give it back, we really can't give it back. But we give it back because we know you want it back. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We still got the problem. You ain't helped nothing. Well, Elder, that was my light bill money. Ain't nobody tell you to lend your light bill money. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hey, praise God. That's your fault. You wasn't thinking with common sense. Praise God. You don't lend no. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, what thanks do you have? But you ain't thankful to God for what you got? Glory to God that you can't get. That's why he said, I will give seed to the sower. I will give money to the giver. Hallelujah. And if you're not giving, I'm just going to give, hallelujah, the food. I'm going to give you enough to fill your belly, and that's it. But if you're a giver, I'm going to give you more than enough. Hallelujah. Because I know that you, in turn, are going to give, hallelujah, amen, praise God, to others. Hallelujah. You, watch this. When you refuse to give, you are blocking up the flow chain. Hallelujah, amen. People be like, I got cash flow problems. God got a blessing flow problem because you don't want to bless nobody else. It just stops at you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. He said, but love your enemy and do good and lend, hoping nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Hallelujah. He said, if you want to be like me, you got to love people that love you and love people that hate you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the words of Jesus. It's in red. Hallelujah. It's not in black. Oh, for some of you, it's in red. Jesus, what Jesus is instructing you to do. Well, I don't think that's what he meant. That's what he said. Hallelujah. They killed me. I don't know what, I don't think that's what he meant. Lord, if I say go cut on the sink, hallelujah, and run some water in the sink, hallelujah, I don't think that's what he meant. I'm going to go run some water in the bathtub. What is wrong with you? You can't hear? Glory to God. Something wrong with your comprehension? Hallelujah. If that's what he said, that's what he meant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm trying to see the spiritual side of it. That is the spiritual side of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Verse 36, he says, be ye therefore merciful as your Father is also merciful. He said, you want to be like God. Everybody, I want to be like God. Remember back in the day, I think that was 2001. Hallelujah, 2000, 1999. Somewhere back in there, we had some WWJD bracelets. What would Jesus do? Hallelujah, praise God. What would Jesus do? Praise God. And we didn't do, you got the bracelet on, the t-shirt, you got it on. Hallelujah, but that's it. That's the external thing. So you got to look right. There's a lot of people that ain't got to look, but they got to walk. Hallelujah. They ain't got to talk, but they got to walk. What am I saying? I'm saying they not saying nothing about it. Hallelujah. They not portraying nothing about it. They just doing. Hallelujah. They just giving. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're not talking about just giving, not like the, like, oh, let's keep going. Hallelujah, amen. He says, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God is asking us, hallelujah, to not give judgment on people. Quit throwing people in hell. You ain't got a hell to put nobody in. Glory to God. God is the final judge of everybody. Hallelujah. It's not how you run the race, it's how you end it. Hallelujah, because I can be messing up the first three laps, but if I get it right that last lap, glory to God, if I straighten up and fly right that last lap, glory to God, hallelujah. That's the only lap that counts. Oh, hell, but that ain't true. Okay, well, God told, Jesus told the story. He said it was a man, and he had some work. Hallelujah. He stood out on the side. You know how we go sit at Office Depot, Home Depot, and wait for somebody, amen, so we can give him a job. Glory to God. So he said he picked up one dude at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm paraphrasing the parable. Hallelujah. He picked up one dude at 9 o'clock in the morning. Some dude came along around 1 after lunch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then some dude came, amen, about 3:30. Hallelujah. Work was over at 5. It was a 9-to-5 job, glory to God. One man worked 9-to-5, one worked 1-to-5, and one worked 3:30 to 5. And they all got paid the same thing. See, some of us read it, but we didn't get it. They all got paid the same. It don't matter when you, Lord, as long as you got breath in your body, hallelujah, amen, and you repent and turn your life over to Jesus, hallelujah, amen, praise God, you're going to get the same reward that I got, and I've been in it since I was a baby, hallelujah, amen. And the Bible says a man that got there at 9 in the morning was mad. How dare you pay them the same thing you paid me? I've been here all day. He said, it's mine to give. Oh, Lord. See, I don't understand. This is God's thing. This ain't yours. You don't get to decide who get in and who don't because of what you think. Well, does the word say this about him? Well, what did the word say about you before you got saved? Oh, y'all ain't gone. You act like you wasn't out in the street being a heathen. Hallelujah. You act like you wasn't getting everything moving. Glory to God, hallelujah. You act like your legs wasn't open more than 7-Eleven, glory to God. But now that you saved, you want to turn around and condemn. Oh, help me tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Glory to God, hallelujah. Stop condemning people, glory to God. You going to hell for that. Hallelujah. You're going to hell for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Does me even judging you for judging them? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But the word of God say don't judge. If you do this, this is what you're going to get back. Hallelujah. He say if you condemn them, I'm going to condemn you. Because we try to put these sins, hallelujah, in the category and say this is this and this is worse than that and this is worse than that and this is worse than that when Jesus, God say, all of them are saying to me, if you done broke one, you done broke them all. Hallelujah. You think the liar ain't going to go to hell with the Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray. You think the adulterer ain't going? Praise God, just because he did it with the opposite sex, he ain't going to hell. That's what you're telling me. That ain't what the word say. Glory to God. So be hard on the other one just like you is on him. Hallelujah. If you want to be a Bible thumper and throw somebody in hell, throw the adulterer in hell too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just the one that you can see. He go, oh, I see it. I see it. Look at it. Look at the way he walks. Oh, yeah, he one of them. He's going. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But what about the one that ain't walking like that? He's going right with him. And if you read the scripture, he's going to be ahead of him. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you read Leviticus, amen, praise God, you see the order that it's in. Praise God. Hallelujah. He told you to stop doing what you doing before he got to him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. He said, forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you're not, see, you got to look at it the other way. If you're not doing these things, you are not receiving these things. Glory to God. If you're not giving forgiveness, you're not receiving forgiveness. If you're not putting forgiveness out, you're not receiving forgiveness back. Why they won't? Because you feel mad at somebody else for something they did. You won't forgive that person 20 years ago because they stole your boyfriend at the senior prom. Hallelujah. You still turn your nose up end of the day, but you troll on a Facebook and Instagram account. Y'all ain't going. Hallelujah. Praise God. You still ain't forgive that one that broke your heart. You still trolling they page. And wonder why people, amen, won't give you a pass. Hallelujah. You got to give in order to get back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then, 38, Jesus says, give and it shall be given. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he's talking about, amen, giving forgiveness, giving non-condemnation, giving non-judgmental. statement, praise God. We quick to judge somebody as if they don't. This is what the Lord told me. He told me a long time ago, people know what they're doing wrong. You know cheating on your wife is wrong. I ain't got to constantly tell you that. Hallelujah, praise God. You know cheating on your husband is wrong. I ain't got to constantly put this in your ear. You know stealing is wrong. Hallelujah, praise God. You know, over in other countries, praise God, adultery is a crime, along with the rest of the commandments. Glory to God. It's against the law on the book. Hallelujah. What makes you think God's going to give you a pass for being a murderer, a thief, a liar, an adulterer? Hallelujah. But he say if you give, hallelujah, forgiveness, if you give mercy, see, not giving judgment and condemning that, hallelujah, goes back to verse 36 when he says, be therefore merciful. So when he's talking about giving, it shall be given, he's saying you need to give mercy. That's why you're not receiving none. That's why people don't feel sorry for you, because you don't feel sorry for nobody. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're not feeling sorry for nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's the reason, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You sitting there trying to figure it out. Amen. What's the big reason why they won't? Because you won't. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all wrapped up in what the two commandments mean. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, soul, blah, blah, blah. Hallelujah. But love your neighbor as you love yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he said, who is your neighbor? Praise God. He brought up the Samaritan. Hallelujah. Why did he bring up the Samaritan? Because the Jews didn't associate with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have no doings with them. Remember when he met the woman at the well? She said, why are you talking to me? Hallelujah. Why are you talking to me? We have no deal. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he said, I must go by there. He brought up the Samaritan, amen, because the Samaritan, if you a Jew, hallelujah, you know as a Samaritan, the Jews don't mess with you. Praise God. But if you read the story of the Samaritan, glory to God, hallelujah, that what they call the good Samaritan, he stopped and helped the Jew. He stopped and helped somebody that he knew would not help him. Oh, glory to God. Yes, I think y'all missed it when it happened. See, the priest passed by on the other side. Hallelujah. Then the Levite passed by on the other side. But then the person, amen, that knew that the Jew would pass him by stopped and helped. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Samaritan knew without a shadow of a doubt if I was in this man's place, he would pass me by because they don't deal with us like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's not God saying to you, praise God, you need to help the person that you know wouldn't help you. You know that person hates you. Praise God. For those of you that are a little older, you might remember an episode of the Jeffersons when it was a Ku Klux Klan that moved into the building. Praise God. And the Ku Klux Klan had a heart attack. And George, hallelujah, had to bring him back to life using CPR. And when the Klansmen found out that George brought him back to life, he told his son, you should have let me die. Mm. Hallelujah. But the end result was that the son changed his mind. See, you might not change the person who hates you mind. Hallelujah. But you will change the people around them. Oh, glory to God. I said that I'm going to see God. Hallelujah. The people around them who they've been lying to about you will get to see who you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at it this way. If I've been lying about you, saying that you this evil, stuck up, hallelujah, person, praise God, hallelujah, because I hate you, and you know I've been saying this, and you see me and my buddies out in the street, and you turn your nose up at me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You act like you got a problem with me. All you doing is watering the seed that I planted about you. Soon as you walk away, see, I told you. You see how he just did me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you kill them with kindness, the Bible says it will be like hot coals on their head. Glory to God. Because now they feeling a little bad because I done told all these lies about you and you came up and shook my hand like it was no problem. And you even helped me out when I needed you. And now people around me are saying, I thought you said elder was like this and elder was like that. That's not what I see. Somebody lied. Hallelujah. And then the mercy, see the mercy, this is the problem. This is the problem the Lord said. We always expect it back through the avenue in which we gave. Hallelujah. Maybe I went too fast. If I help you out, if I give you mercy, if I forgive you, I expect it to come back from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it don't always come back through you. Hallelujah. Sometimes it comes through other people. Hallelujah. Other avenues. Praise God. Because when I sow one seed, I'm guaranteed to reap more than one fruit. Oh, y'all ain't. Hallelujah. If I plant an orange seed, I'm getting back more than one orange. I'm getting a tree of oranges. So if I plant a seed of mercifulness, if I plant a seed of forgiveness, if I plant a seed of grace, glory to God, hallelujah, I'm going to get a tree of grace. I'm going to get a tree of mercy. Hallelujah. I'm going to get a tree, hallelujah, of happiness, a tree of joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not coming away with just one. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's coming back 20, 40, 60, 80 to 100-fold. Whatever I give up for God. Hallelujah. 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 So, yeah, this is a universal principle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you should give when it's time to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But God, more importantly than you giving money to folks, God said, give them some mercy. Give them some grace. Hallelujah. Be fair. Can we be fair? You want to be treated fairly. These are all things that you want. To be honest, you don't just want money because money ain't going to make you happy. You want the money because you know the money is going to buy a little respect with your friends because you got a little money. It ain't even respect. Hallelujah. Amen. They know you got the power because you got the money because money is power. And they got no choice but to, hallelujah, amen, be merciful. And that's not coming from the heart, though.
Come on.
Hallelujah. See, when you want mercy and grace, you don't want it from somebody that feels like I'm going to give it to you because you got power over me. Hallelujah. I want you to forgive me, glory to God, hallelujah, because I'm human, because I'm flawed, hallelujah, because I make mistakes, because I ain't going to always get it right, glory to God. And if I feel that way about myself, I've got to feel that way about you. So the same mercy and grace that I show myself, hallelujah, the way I forgive myself, hallelujah, amen, the way, amen, you justify the things you've done. Hallelujah. See, we can justify it when it's up. I only lied because I ain't want to go to jail. I only cheated because she wasn't giving me what I needed at home. I only cheated because he ain't never home. He always working. See, you got to read. Hallelujah. But I don't. Oh, y'all ain't going to talk tonight. Praise God. See, I got a reason. Hallelujah. But your reason is invalid to me. But my reason is going to always be valid to me. Hallelujah. So why isn't my reason valid to you? Why can't you forgive me for falling like you fell? Hallelujah. I hear it all the time. I always hear women say, why when I cheat, he want to leave? As many times as he cheated on me. Glory to God. And then wonder when you get into a new relationship why it's so rocky, because you ain't give no forgiveness. You ain't give no mercy. You ain't give no grace, but you wanted it. Hallelujah. Some of y'all some thieves. Some of us some thieves. We done stole some grace. We done stole some mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as soon as it was time for us to give it back, we ran away. Oh, y'all ain't gone. Hallelujah. That's why you filed a divorce paper. Hallelujah. That's why you ain't talked to that person in 20 years. Hallelujah. That's why you won't talk to your sister, your brother, your mama, your cousin, your son, your daughter. That's why you don't talk to them no more. Hallelujah. You stole their grace. You stole their mercy as many times as you messed up as a parent. Hallelujah. As many times as you messed up as a spouse. As many times as you messed up as a child. And as much grace as you got from the person that you messed up, hallelujah, amen, they, amen, gave you the mercy and grace, but then it got to a point, I can't take no more. Hallelujah, praise God. And you didn't give them the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness that they gave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you wonder why you ain't happy. Because you ain't gave nobody a reason to be happy. So why would somebody give you a reason? Oh, Lord. But if you give, I forgive you. You can take that guilt and condemnation off your chest. I forgive you. I'm going to love you even though you treated me the way you treated me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be there for you even though you wasn't there for me. See, I'm not going to be a thief. I'm not going to be a crook. Will a man rob God? Hallelujah, praise God. What about the mercy and grace that you've been stealing? Hallelujah. How dare you get mad at somebody else, glory to God, after everything you done done? Hallelujah, like you just innocent. Hallelujah, like you have done no wrong. Like you just get up and float across the room because you so holy. You so righteous, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you got just as much dirt on your hands as everybody else, glory to God. But God forgave you for it. The Bible says we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. My sin ain't no greater than yours. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't judge me after what you done did. That's why he said he that has no sin cast the first stone. Praise God. So you must be sin free. You lie right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you threw your stone and you know you live in a glass house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what? So as we get ready to close tonight, hallelujah, what are you giving? Praise God. What are you giving? Because that's what you're getting back. Hallelujah. You praying for God to make it better. You praying for God to smooth it out. And God said, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to give. Hallelujah. Some of y'all gave your money and you done sold your money. Hallelujah. You done reaped your money. You got a pocket full of money. Hallelujah. But you still feel horrible. You still feel miserable. Nobody's around you. You're lonely. You're depressed. Hallelujah. Because the money didn't make you happy. Hallelujah. While you were sowing your money, you should have been sowing some grace. You should have been sowing some mercy. But instead, you stepped on everybody you could to get every dime you got. And then come to church and pay your tithe. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You done paid those tithes and ain't paid no grace. You done paid those tithes and ain't paid no forgiveness. Hallelujah. You done paid those tithes and ain't paid no mercy. Hallelujah. What profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? What good is it for you to be rich, sitting in your little high rise, glory to God, and don't nobody want to be around you? Don't nobody like you? Glory to God. The Bible says, show peace with all men, and with me will not be the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, you got the money, but you ain't got no friends. Your family don't want to house you. Hallelujah. And you're going to want them. You're going to want them to show you some grace. Hallelujah, because you thought you didn't need them. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. But the Bible says it's not good for you to be alone, for you to be up in a corner all by yourself with a pocket full of money. What was the good of Adam, hallelujah, sitting in paradise all by himself? Some of us are lonely only because we choose to be lonely, because we choose to not forgive. We choose to not be merciful. We continuously judge others. Hallelujah. And we don't show grace. Hallelujah. And then you think it's cute. Being petty ain't cute. Being evil-minded ain't cute. Being vengeful ain't cute. If you get me, I'm going to get you back. And guess what? You just sold something. And now you got a tree of get back growing in your backyard. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody that thought you got them, hallelujah, they're going to get you. Praise God, because you want to get somebody back. You want to play payback. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you ain't ready to cash that check. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. So what are we sowing? Hallelujah. Why are our lives in turmoil? Why are things not going our way? Because we not sowing it. Hallelujah. We not sowing it, so we ain't going to reap it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you give grace, if you give mercy, if you give forgiveness, hallelujah, it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with all, it shall be measured back to you. The same way you forgive me. Hallelujah. God's going to measure it. He's going to press it down. Put a little bit more up in there. He's going to shake it together. It's going to start overflowing. Hallelujah, praise God. And understand, that go both ways. If I sow some unforgiveness, guess what's going to happen? If I sow some hatred, some strife, guess what's going to happen in my life? See, I can't sow something over there and expect it not to grow over here. Hallelujah, praise God. It came out my mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's going to grow in my yard, in my field. I planted that seed, glory to God. Hallelujah. But tonight, let's begin to plant the right thing. Hallelujah. Let's begin to sow the right thing. Hallelujah. Amen. And then watch your life begin to turn. Hallelujah. It will begin to turn in all areas. And yes, as I said earlier, yes, it does work. Hallelujah. When you give money, glory to God, not just to the church, but to people, people who are in need. And the man, Yahshua said, don't ask for it back. Give so that they can be blessed and they can come up on their feet. Hallelujah. They ain't got to worry about you paying them back. You just like the student loans they got. You supposed to be helping, but you all in their pocket. Glory to God. If you really want to help, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, then you would give with no expectation of getting that money back. Because then somebody else you don't know going to walk up and shake your hand and give you a Holy Ghost handshake with something green in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Your check's going to open up and you're going to get a raise you didn't know you had. Hallelujah. If you in ministry, amen, somebody might sow something into your ministry that you wasn't expecting them to sow, praise God. Why? Because you sowed into somebody who needed it. And you was glad to do it. And you didn't ask for it back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for his word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for your message from on high, Lord, that if we give it, hallelujah, we're going to get it back. Hallelujah. They got a saying that you got to give respect to get it, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to grace to get it. Hallelujah. We got to give mercy to get it. Hallelujah. We got to give, hallelujah, forgiveness to get it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight that when we do give it, we're going to get it back in abundance. Press down. shaking together and runneth over. People going to give unto us as he gave unto them, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name. Hallelujah of the Lord on tonight. Amen.
Yes.
We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to open up the line. If somebody has a testimony, hallelujah, a comment on tonight, praise God, the phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one on? Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for everybody on tonight that called in, everybody that tuned in. Hallelujah. We have truly, amen, had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to ask my brother Apostle Curry. I heard you on the line. Do you have any comments on tonight? Praise God. Any announcements,
amen,
for?
Praise God. Well, I just want to say I thank Yahshua for the word of God that went forth tonight. Amen. But the word that stood out most of all is the first word that came out of Luke 6:24, which is to give. Amen. Because you can't give nothing until you give something.
Yes.
And so when Yahshua said give, whatever you expecting to get is then whatever you going to give.
Yes, Lord.
See, you can't expect a bountiful return if you don't give and put it out there in the atmosphere.
Yes, Lord.
I believe Ecclesiastes said put your bread out on the water.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Bishop.
And then,
come on.
And then watch the return.
Yes, Lord.
We're looking for bread to come back, and we haven't put none out there on the water.
Amen.
Give. God wanted a people, so he gave his son.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I don't know if y'all catch it, but the Holy Ghost is saying tonight to bear witness to what the Lord spoke through the man of God tonight. But when the Lord wanted a people, he gave his son.
Yes, he did. Yes, Lord. Yes, he did.
That
Amen.
Whosoever believeth on him should not perish.
Yes, Lord.
But have everlasting life.
Yes, Lord.
And so the reason
why
God has a people is because he gave his son.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And the
Amen.
Son gave his life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
hallelujah.
I feel this thing tonight, Lord. I feel it tonight. God gave his son, and his son gave his life.
Yes, Lord.
Just so we could live. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
So whatever God asks us to give, we shouldn't have a closed fist or a closed hand. We should be happy to give whatever he say give, because he has shown us by example, hallelujah,
yes, sir,
that he will give whatever it takes in order to have us in his life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
I believe somebody said, what manner of love is this? What kind of love is this? How many of us tonight would give up our son or daughter
Come
to
on.
Save a nation?
Come on. Jesus. Come on.
I'm going to be honest with you. I love all mine, and it would be almost impossible for me to give up one of mine. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I know that's right.
Yes, Lord.
If I got to give up one of mine, then you got to call on the Lord, because you ain't going to get it out of me, glory to God. But the Lord loves
Amen.
Us so much.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you. Glory to God. You have
Amen.
A better chance with the Lord than you would with me. But the Lord has already given. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So he said, if I have given and I'm in you and you in me, then what's stopping you from giving me what I asked for? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And we talking about we got God in us.
Yeah.
But when God asks us to give something, all of a sudden, amen, our chin turn up, glory to God. Amen. We take on another attitude, glory to God.
Jesus. Have mercy, Lord.
But what if God did that with us when we asked him for something? Lord, I need you to give me something. And all of a sudden, God did take on another attitude like us. But ain't you glad that God is not like us?
No. Come on.
Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise right there. Ain't you glad
glory,
God ain't like us?
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord,
ain't you glad that God's love is not like our love? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Yes, Lord. Come on.
How much trouble would we be in if God was like us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we know how funky our attitude can get at times, but I thank God that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So give.
Yes, Lord.
And it's not just money like the man of God said tonight, like the Holy Ghost was saying tonight. It's not just money, but it's whatever you need to get back. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We need to give what we are in need of. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If you need some love, then give some love. If you need some
Amen.
Joy, then give some joy. If
Amen.
You need some peace, then be a peacekeeper. Come on here, somebody. Give
Amen.
Peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you need
Amen.
Money, then give money. Come on here, somebody. But I ain't no rocket scientist. I'm finna cut it loose and give it back to the man of God, give it back to my brother. But last time I checked in school, Elder, and tell me if I'm wrong, but the first thing they tell you in school is that nothing from nothing leave nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't know how to add, you know how to add two zeros. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, because it come out the same zero. And God is saying in my book, it's the same way. Come on here, somebody. So I tell you
Amen.
To give because I want you to get a return. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank
glory,
you.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we praise
glory,
God on tonight. Glory,
glory,
God. Bless
hallelujah.
God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
So I'm going to turn back to the hands of my dear brother on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Man of God, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Back in your hands.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. Praise God. We thank God for, amen, Apostle Curry on the line on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have had a blessed time with the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's going to be the verse. Hallelujah. To take with you tomorrow, hallelujah, verses 30, we're going to take three, 36, 37, and 38, glory to God, hallelujah. Show some grace and mercy on tomorrow, hallelujah, amen. Show somebody some forgiveness at the job, hallelujah, because you're going to need it, hallelujah. You're going to find yourself one day, so you're going to make somebody mad at the job one day yourself, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So remember that, hallelujah, as you go throughout your day, praise God. Verse 36 says, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also, hallelujah, is merciful. You want to be like God, then be merciful. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. You want your relationships to go easier? Be merciful, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to remind you, make sure y'all join us tomorrow night. Hallelujah. It's Friday night. Amen. It's going to be open mic. Amen. If you got a question or comment out there on TikTok, make sure y'all join us tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. Or for your questions, or if you have questions, hallelujah. Amen. Make sure you get them in to me. Amen. And we'll put those on the roster on tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget about Morning Glory. In the morning, praise God, on Blog Talk Radio with the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. So make sure you get up in the morning, hallelujah, with some Morning Glory. And don't forget, amen, those of you online, y'all can join me at lunchtime for Lunchtime Chronicles. Hallelujah. Amen. Exclusively on TikTok. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God, amen, for everything that's been going down, everything that's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be back on tomorrow night. Then you can join us Saturday for our seventh day service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our seventh day service, amen, will be held at 10 o'clock on the West Coast. Hallelujah. 11 o'clock via West time, noontime. Hallelujah. On noontime, central time, amen, and 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Join us for Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is our Saturday service. Join us, amen, and be blessed. Hallelujah. We've truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Amen. I want to open up the line one more time just in case I missed. Somebody maybe was on mute or something. Hallelujah. If you got a testimony, prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time. We'll be one. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Amen. Thank God for all of y'all out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we've had a blessed time. Hallelujah. In the Lord on tonight. Praise God. I'm going to ask, amen, the man of God, if he would do us the honors and train us out on tonight, man of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, man of God. Amen. Praise God to everybody. Yes, Elder, amen. I want to look at Saturday morning Out of the Mouth of God Ministries for us to have communion. It's really been on my heart for us to have communion together. I believe that God is going to meet us supernaturally as we commune with him and as we commune with each other. So if you can't get you some crackers and some wine, amen, let's make Saturday morning communion morning for us.
Amen.
Because I believe that God gonna do something really, really powerful in our communion service.
Amen.
He said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. As often. And we haven't done communion in a minute, and it's been on my heart to gather the people together and have communion. How many of you would love for us to do that on Saturday morning?
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
How many know that we got to eat him to become him? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
We can't become him if we don't eat him.
Yes, Lord.
That's why before he went to the cross, he had communion.
Yes, sir.
Because he wanted to feel the closeness of his disciples.
Yes, Lord.
And I want to feel the closeness of y'all.
Yes.
Because we always have eaten together. That's been one of the trademarks of the fellowship. After every service, we used to eat together. That's the
yes,
Lord
sir.
Put in my spirit. He said, feed them both naturally and spiritually so.
Yes.
So I'm excited about us having communion. Be in prayer because I believe that God is going to heal. God is going to deliver. God is going to set free. Amen. God is going to restore.
Yes.
In this communion service.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Are you feeling that, Elder? Yep.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Lord. So we're going to call Saturday morning, this Saturday morning, communion service morning. We're going to commune with the Lord. So be ready. And we're going to break down communion. And if you have any questions, please ask them. Because we don't want nobody leaving out with questions unanswered.
Amen.
We want to get a full understanding of communion.
Yes.
Amen. So I'll put that down in your calendar. Amen. And so, Father, we thank you on tonight what our ears have heard, what our eyes do now understand. Father, we thank you now for what our eyes see in you. Thank you, Lord God, for your servant tonight. We ask you to bless him, Lord. We ask you to strengthen him, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to give him back the virtue that he poured out tonight, Lord. We thank you for strengthening him for the journey, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word that we heard. Let us be givers, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know, Lord, that a closed fist can receive nothing. A closed hand can receive nothing, but an open hand can receive everything, Lord. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we ask you to help us to keep our hands open so that we don't miss you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, that you're teaching us to give and it shall be given back. Hallelujah. Father, we can't expect a return if we don't make a deposit. Hey!
Amen.
Father, we can't expect a return if we don't make a deposit.
Amen.
So we thank you, Father, on tonight. Help us, God, to be more knowledgeable, God, and to Lord, not only be a hearer, Lord, but to be a doer. So after us hearing this word tonight, Lord, let us be doers of what we have heard. We don't want to be like James, Lord, because the word says if we be a hearer and not a doer, that we deceive our own selves, Lord. And Father, we thank you tonight that we not only want to be a hearer, but we're going to be a doer.
Yes.
And we're going to do what you have asked us to do. And we're going to do it with joy, Father, because we love you. We thank you for all things, Father. And we bless your holy name. Bind the hand of the enemy, God. Rebuke every devil and demon. And we thank you, Father, hallelujah, that our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We give you praise and glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody clap your hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah.
We now turn it back over to the hands of our dear elder. Amen. And my brother. Amen. Elder Prevost, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. We will meet y'all back here on tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Amen. Praise God. And on behalf of everybody on tonight, amen, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. We're going to see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On More Than an Hour.
You're listening to The Sound. Get behind.
Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like they forgot about it, huh?
I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king and get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
forgot about me, huh?
Listen to me. This is good. It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot. But I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody
forgot about me. Yeah. I'ma give y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they so don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like
I be praising Jesus on the daily.
I do.
I preach the word and you ain't gotta pay me. I'm not the type to do it for the money.
Why you doing it?
I love him cause he first loved me. He didn't have to do it, but he did it.
What he do?
Down the road of Calvary he went. They hung him on the cross and then for me he died. But 3 days later he was back alive.
Let's go.
So when I wake up I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me. Yeah. See, when I wake up I be praising his name. He understands me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah. My enemies are at my table with me. I'm wondering who my Judas could be. I'm knowing that this world is out to get me.
But I'm gonna have to let the spirit lead me. The words say his grace is sufficient. His name is worthy, so I lift it. You seated on the right hand of the Father, and you always answer when I call ya. So when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. I thank him in the evening, cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me, yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening, cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me, yeah. Glory to God, glory to God, for Jesus Christ, does he give his life? I'm sending praises to God, praises to God, praises to God, praises to God, for Jesus Christ, does he give his life? So when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening, cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me, yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening, cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me, yeah.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Some niggas go to college. Some niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, some make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track, though. Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying
to
live our
life. Yeah. Choices turn to decisions, uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10, yeah. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen. Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody,
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Listen.
Yeah.
Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
All right, everybody settle down, Hear ye, the Prince is in the building. Now look,
okay.
I called this meeting because of what we talked about, you know, in the last meeting. Y'all was saying I need to settle down, get a regular job, live a regular life, quit living life on the edge.
Right,
you know,
right.
Get that white picket fence and everything.
I'm the one saying that.
Hey, look, I thought about it.
Oh, you thought about it?
And, nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that.
I spit fire on these tracks, boy, and that's a fact. Rewind and bring them all back. None of my rhymes are rap. I rock a ball head.
Wait, what?
So I can't be faded.
Okay,
you gon' wake up in the morning and find out I made it. I can't give up now. I'm so close that I can almost taste it. These rappers hating, these preachers hating, man, they acting shaded. But gon' let them talk. I ain't gon' even trip. I'ma take them out to lunch, I'ma pay the bill, then I'ma drop a tip. I used to drive my own car when we take trips. Now we take the G6. When we land, we rent. The Escalade or the Tesla, I'm on autopilot. I set my GPS to chill, I don't do the driving. We came up like overnight, it's the appointed time. Ears ain't here and eyes ain't see, God just blew my mind. See, I've been on my grind, seeking you shall find. It's time to shine, be on time or be left behind. You seeking signs, signs seeking me. You see, you look for money, but money look for me. Oh yeah, we came from scratch, no contract, we ain't going back. I mean, I thought about it, but I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh,
is it?
I ain't doing that. Sorry, kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't.